The reeds around your blind whisper in the wind, and the mud smells sharp and metallic. Your radio crackles with the survey team's update. They found them. The two remaining Kessler marsh wrens, the last breeding pair on Earth, are nesting 40 meters inside the permitted construction boundary. Dredging starts Monday. Thomas, the site foreman, stands just behind your shoulder, hard hat in his hands. He does not look surprised. His crew is 200 workers, mostly from Millhaven, where the mill closed 2 years ago. This project is their paycheck. The Habitat Restoration Fund that paid for your research came with a blunt condition: no project delays. If you officially flag the nest, an injunction triggers automatically. The project stops, maybe for good, and the fund pulls out. If you do not flag it, heavy equipment rolls through in 72 hours, and the nest is destroyed, along with the species' last chance. There is one other option on paper. A captive breeding facility in Stuttgart has taken wrens before, but the last transfer killed 3 or 4 birds. Thomas waits in the damp air for your call. The clock is already running. What do you do?